The following program has been paid for by Mario Ruffalo.
E dovremmo avere il microfono adesso qui da noi in Roma Lazio, al Club Roma Lazio, e sono le ore 14 e ripeto, per chi si mettesse in ascolto al nostro programma in questo momento, stiamo trasmettendo in diretta il nostro programma quest'oggi dal Club, meraviglioso Club Roma Lazio, per l'avvenimento speciale che oggi c'è a questo club, e cioè il 32esimo annuale tornamento di bocce individuale. E adesso abbiamo un altro ospite qui, un amico, il signor James Labelle. Welcome to our microphone, Jim.
Hi, buonasera.
So you play already?
Oh no, I'm
you
just
don't
here.
Play.
I'm helping out. I'm working out here today.
So far I think everything is fine.
Everything's doing really well. Everybody seems real happy, they're having a good time, and there's a lot of good players today, so we're really, really pleased. The weather's holding out, so our outside bocce courts are doing well, and
so far,
and everybody's enjoying good food.
That's what I see. Everybody got a little dish on their end.
Yes.
So that's good. Pretty soon we're going to start the regular tournament for the fall, huh?
The regular bocce tournament. Yes, yes. We'll be starting in September and getting all the teams ready. We have them on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. So.
Yes, and you still play on Tuesday, right?
I play on Tuesday nights.
Now, like I told you a little while ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to have a new team this year.
Yeah.
You were my captain from the team. I enjoy playing with you guys. Yeah. I hope you forgive me.
Oh, that's
I don't have nothing, you know that. Yeah. You know, just we were too many on the team.
No problem.
So
no
I problem. Hope I'll be able to make another team.
You'll do.
You already got enough people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So this way we have an extra team.
That's right.
And I know for me maybe going to be worse because
you never know. You might get some good guys on there and be but, real good competition.
But like I said before to most everyone. The most important reason is have fun.
Have a lot of fun.
Yes, we want to win once in a while.
Oh, sure.
But have fun, spend time with our friends over here.
That's
a beautiful
That's
club,
the main thing.
And that's what they count
good,
most.
Good camaraderie and
You know. Are wonderful capital. there was a good team.
Right.
All good friends. Nobody get upset. No matter how I was playing, I was not a really good player.
None of us. Well, you did much better, though. So
I improved a little bit, but not much. I hope I learned a little more how to play.
So what's the motto of the team? Don't be short.
Don't be short. don't be short like me. Yeah, sometimes they happen, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I used to enjoy playing with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope even if you're not going to be on the same team with you, I hope we can enjoy still this year.
We will.
And pretty soon we're going to start.
Yep, in September.
In September we're going to start.
Yeah.
Until now, I play at the Italian America side.
Oh, okay.
Now we finished the last game. We have to make up one game yesterday we played. Otherwise, we play on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
But it's over now. Now we are in the playoff.
Oh, boy.
So we got to see. They got to make a new schedule for the playoff.
Playoff.
I think they're going to play again some other game next Tuesday and Wednesday. And after they're going to start the playoff.
Oh, well, good luck on that now. Hope you.
Well, last year we become number three.
Well, hey.
And the third place was not too bad for a guy like me.
That's
but,
all right.
Again, either over there, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We play outside. Sometimes the weather is not good.
Yeah.
Especially this year, there was cold a lot
very
of times.
Yeah.
But we still have a lot of fun, and I hope we keep on having fun over here too. And I know it's going to be a good group again.
Oh, yeah.
How many teams going to be on a regular tournament?
Yeah,
because it's 3 days, and I know last year on Tuesday there was a couple games short, right?
Right. Right now it's
not couple games, couple teams.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right now Tuesday night is the night to fill, so we've got three teams that have already said that they're going to play, and we could go up to I think seven or eight. So we're still looking to see if some of our teams from last year are going to come back.
Okay, I hope we have enough teams to play all 3 days,
right?
All 3 nights. and I hope we're going to have a fun again.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time at the Roma Lodge.
Thank you to be on a director of this wonderful club.
Hey,
thank you for everything you do. I know you get involved almost on everything.
Well, if you're gonna join something, you join it all the way. You know, you don't do it halfway.
I thank you so much for what you're doing.
No problem. Take care.
Okay. Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. That's all? Okay, thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later. E adesso, amici ascoltatori, dopo quest'altro ospite, ritorniamo.
No, Mario, I'm sorry to interrupt here, but
yeah,
I've been watching the ladies from the Victoria Colonna organization, and fantastic. I'm watching their game, and it is a really exciting game.
Yeah, they're playing good, too,
they
see?
They really are, you know, and they know how to bank the ball. And one lady just stole away the game for the team.
Yeah, they know how to play. You know, they're playing all the time. You know, unfortunately, most of those ladies, they play right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope we have some in our microphone again later on. I see is Lisa Gresef. She played right now. She used to be the manager of this club.
Uh-huh.
And she played ball. She played really good, too.
Yes.
She likes some on our microphone. I hope soon we're going to end the game. We're going to have him on our microphone. Okay. And also, pretty soon, I think Rick is going to come back with some scores. I hope soon he got me come back. But in the meantime, let's make somebody happy that like the music. Let's go back to the station. And, oh, maybe we have a guest.
Oh, right.
There he is. He'll come back. All right. It's about time. Okay. And right now,
Filippo Ferrari.
You left on us. But
no,
anyway.
No, you guys had your business.
Amici ascoltatori, adesso abbiamo un altro ospite. Philip Ferrari. Il signor Ferrari. Come over here.
He just walked away.
He walked away. He forgot something, but he'll be back right away. Come back over here. Benvenuto ai nostri microfoni, signor Ferrari.
Yes.
Bentornato. Welcome to our microphone again.
Always a pleasure to be here at the Roma Lodge, and of course, being a guest on your station, I'm honored.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So you play or not?
I am.
How many games you play so far?
Three.
Win or lose?
Well, we won, but not all three.
Not all three. Two and one, or?
Yeah.
That's all right.
We're okay.
Right.
We're still in the hunt.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's
right.
The night is longer.
Yes.
Last year, I heard they finished after 11 o'clock.
Yes.
But anyway, how do you like so far?
Well, you know, every year I come here, you know, Racine is probably one of the premier stops in our tour, and the facility is top-notch.
Beautiful.
The food is always there. The people and the friends that you see here, I think it's a great tribute to the Roma Lodge.
Where are you from?
I'm from a town outside of Chicago called Algonquin.
Oh, sure.
It's about 30 miles west
of
O'Hara Field.
Mm-hmm.
And A lot of the bocce that I play, I have to go, you know, to Franklin Park. I have to go in the city. So it's a good traveling. But, you know, when it comes to bocce, you do what you got to do. You go.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Have balls, will travel, you know.
Yep.
That's nice. And you're from Mazzini's
Club? The Mazzini Verde Club is one of the clubs that I belong to, yes.
Where is located the club?
It's on Belmont and River Road in Franklin Park.
I think at least at one time I stopped at the club.
You may have been there, yes.
It's yeah,
it's a very,
Harlem,
very popular location, you know.
Yeah.
And
today I take this opportunity. Sorry if I interrupt what you want to say. I want to remind everybody today is another wonderful religious fest in Chicago, exactly Stone Park, Illinois. La festa di San Francesco di Paolo.
Correct.
La 34esima annuale festa in onore della famiglia. In onore di San Francesco di Paolo, la festa della famiglia. Tanto intrattenimento, tanto cibo italiano, tanti amici, alcuni vengono dall'Italia, davvero un'altra festa bellissima, ancora si fa in tempo per l'ultimo giorno per quest'anno di quest'altra bellissima festa. Io fra poco mi auguro di andare dopo che finisco col programma e mi auguro di arrivare non molto tardi.
Comunque, I'd like to piggyback on that a little bit. I'm very familiar with the people that run that festival.
Yes. You know Joe?
Joe Bruno. I wrote his name down. Joe, yes. Bruno. Another fellow that is very close there is Ron Toronto from Toronto. The Festa of Paolo San Paolo is probably one of the largest Calabrese festivals in the country.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. And unfortunately, I should not say that because that's what I like to do. I like to do the program, but on Sunday morning at 10:30, it's a wonderful mass every year. There were 10 priests today at the mass, one vescovo, archbishop, that's what you say?
Yes.
So, and they got the procession with San Francesco.
And a lot of entertainment, too, very top-notch singers and dancers.
They got a singer from Italy again today. That's they got a lot of good.
It's a wonderful. I mean, like I say, we come here and we play bocce, you know.
And I love almost everything over there. I love when at the end they're going to bring the statue of San Francesco in the hill over there.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Then they're going to be the priest. They're going to celebrate the mass at the end.
Correct.
Just before the firework. But there's a lot of good things over there, too. Besides everything else, you meet a lot of people.
And they have some good food, too.
Some good food.
Very good food. They have one of my good friends, Franco Ranucci,
okay,
is the chef,
okay,
for that event.
All
so
right.
they take him right from our club, and he cooks and whatever, and I mean...
Yeah, they do a lot of good food over
they're
there.
Good. They're good, you know.
Usually I go at the end over there. We go in a little
I don't know if they're quite as good as the Roma Lodge, but they do a good
job. It's a good food, too.
Oh, yeah,
and most of the food is donated.
Yes.
Most of the stuff is donated.
The bread comes
from
Toronto. A lot of bread comes from Tony's Finer Foods.
Yeah.
Dominic.
He's a lot of sponsor. Because, you know, they take a lot of money, too, not just to work over there, you know. But it's another wonderful event. But
yes,
anyway, this is in Illinois. Now we're talking about Roma Lodge again.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry if you interrupted.
Yes, no, that was great.
But
I'm glad that you gave him a nice plug.
I want to remind everybody because we still got time to go.
Yes. You know, one of the things I wanted to bring up since last year, we have probably close to 12 state-of-the-art facilities for bocce in this country.
That's nice.
It's huge. Plus, we were just in Boston, Massachusetts, for the United States Bocce Federation Nationals. For the first time in the history have we been on the East Coast at a brand-new facility where they put in state-of-the-art courts,
wow,
which I was always hoping that one day I get the Roma Lodge to do it here, but he's not ready for it yet. But this facility here would be a great facility to host one of our major events, but they're just not ready for it yet. They're not ready for
That's
it.
That's okay. I hope we can do better every year. And again, this is a wonderful place. We got a bunch of courts inside and outside. And today it's wonderful.
Beautiful.
It was looking not too good at the beginning, but still, you know, it's okay.
It's all right.
I really enjoy the touch.
Yes.
Of the Roma Lodge. You know, like in the morning, you've got the frittata, the fried dough. You can't get that anywhere.
Le ciambelle.
Nobody has that. Roma Lodge has got. Then in the afternoon, you have the tomato salad with the meatballs from Fontanini.
Yeah.
Fontanini meatballs. And then you have the corn, the delicious sweet corn. Come on.
And
the sausage, you know.
Talking about the food, Zari Di Rosa is a really good guy. You know, he prepared a lot of good stuff.
You know.
He's doing a lot of work for this club.
Well, you got to have volunteers.
He's really good.
It never goes away. If you don't have people that are going to contribute and put the time in to make it a success, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah, go ahead. I've been watching. No, it's, I've been watching these ladies play.
Okay, Joe, watching the women's play.
I wanted to touch on, you know, where our game, our sport is today. You know, where it's going and what to look forward to. I have a website called theworldbocce.org.
And on my website, gotta give it to me. Sorry,
I will.
You write down for me because I want to.
And
I
this
check
in
out.
This website that I have. I had people coming all the time. I sell things on the website, but what's interesting about it, people asking me all the time, call me on the phone, we'd like to build bocce courts. We'd like to, can you tell me about the rules? I mean, every day. This game has exploded.
That's
exploded
good.
Because of the internet.
No,
exploded.
Like, it's good. Like I said before with another guest, I don't remember who was, but... we talk about this sport. It become very popular lately.
Oh, yeah.
And I think one of the many reasons is anybody can play this game, no matter how old or younger he is, no matter what body got, big, small, short, tall. You know?
I have a line for that. I say that bocce is a very easy game. Everybody
yes.
could play the game.
Yes.
But...
You gotta
difficult game to master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so let's hope this sport get better and better.
It
every
does.
Year.
It's going. It's going. The only thing that we lack today, the reason why it hasn't gone further, is because we have not been able to give a menu to the TV stations
yes.
to show the game. That's what we don't have.
Well, you know. Everything costs money.
Yeah.
To get publicity, they cost money today.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Well, you know, we've got a lot of accomplished Italian-Americans in this country. But, you know, it's you know, I'll tell you something. The Italian-Americans in this country, either Italians, you know, they'll do anything for you. They really
yes.
come over to my house, they'll feed you. But when you got to ask them for 10 cents,
money,
it's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah.
When it comes to
yeah,
money, it's tough. I mean, their pockets get real sewed up quick. But if we get one of our Italian Americans to come forward, come see me, and we build some state-of-the-art and we get TV on, this game will be played all over. It is played all over the world now. But we'll get more PR. Look at soccer. Soccer in this country was nothing. 10 years ago, it was absolutely nothing. Look at today. Now it's on TV.
Yes, yes.
And they're making money here in this country with soccer.
Well, it seems that you've got a bigger footprint in Illinois, especially in Algonquin or Franklin Park or wherever, where you might be able to pull something like that.
Yeah, know? Well, I know, but you have to have somebody that's, you know what, Mr. Ferrari? Ferrari Bocce, World Bocce League, whatever you need, we'll give you. That's what I need.
Mm.
If I get that, I'll put it on the planet, I'll tell you. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard to go to somebody. Because you know what they always ask?
Mm.
They always ask, what is it in for me? What do I get out of it?
Yeah.
That's the first. And my answer is, we're going to connect you with a sport. If you don't have, you're not popular right now with what you're doing, we'll make you popular. And we can do it. But to sell them on that idea is not
sure.
easy.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep on working.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Ferrara. Thank
always
you very much.
It's always a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to doing it again.
My pleasure, and good luck for your team. I hope you win.
Thank
but
you.
I'm sure no matter what
it's not about winning or losing, it's playing the game.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
E adesso, amici ascoltatori, ritorniamo alla stazione radio e cerchiamo di mettere in onda ancora una volta un po' di musica. Now back to the station with more music from CD number 2. I think you're up to song number 12 or 13. Play whatever it is and make sure, please, you play all the commercial we got left and then you get back to us when you're done. Otherwise, we ask you when. Okay, thank you.
Ho capito che ti amo. Quando ho visto che bastava un tuo ritardo per sentir svanire in me l'indifferenza, per temere che tu non venissi più. Ho capito che ti amo quando ho visto che bastava una tua frase per far sì che una serata come un'altra cominciasse per incanto a illuminarsi e pensare che poco tempo prima, parlando con qualcuno, mi ero messo a dire che oramai non sarei più tornato a credere all'amore, a illudermi e sognare. Ed ecco che poi ho capito che ti amo. E già era troppo tardi per tornare. Per un po' ho cercato in me l'indifferenza, poi mi son lasciato andare nell'amore.
Salute Bar e Ristorante, con un menù al completo di tutto, dall'antipasto al dolce, vini, liquore, birre e bibite importate e domestiche, pasta, pollo, pesce, salsicce, bistecche, vitello, pizze e molto di più, che dal tutto nascono dei piatti diversi e sempre di ottima qualità. Inoltre il piatto speciale della settimana e naturalmente lasagna, manicotti, ravioli, gnocchi e altro che vengono preparati alla casareccia con la collaborazione di alcuni familiari della grande famiglia delle proprietarie, le tre sorelle Ida, Anna e Gemma, le quali oltre ad acquistare ingredienti freschi, genuini e di prima qualità, vogliono essere certe che ogni piatto da voi ordinato venga preparato e servito nel migliore dei modi possibili. E questo è senz'altro uno dei motivi per il grande successo del ristorante Salute. Salute è aperto per pranzo da lunedì a venerdì dalle 11.30 alle 14, per pranzo e cena da lunedì a giovedì dalle 11.30 alle 21 e venerdì e sabato dalle 16.30 alle 22. Se preferite, da Salute si può ordinare e ritirare nel tempo necessario. Salute è chiuso la domenica. Salute possibilmente a vostra disposizione anche per banchetti da 70-120 persone per qualsiasi occasione. Salute è situato al 314 Main Street, Highway 32 in Resina. Per prenotazione o altre informazioni telefonare al 633-9117. Prefisso 262. Salute, il ristorante dell'atmosfera cordiale e familiare. Buon appetito!
It's been a tradition in the Italian culture to say salute before dining. Now a new tradition is taking place. Saying salute when you want a great Italian lunch or dinner. Salute Italian Restaurant at 314 Main Street, Racine, is quickly becoming a popular downtown location for homemade Italian specialties. Pasta, veal, chicken, steak, fish, and pizza. Salute Italian Restaurant is open for lunch weekdays from 11:30 until 2 p.m. Say salute for dinner from 4:30 until 9 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and until 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. They're closed Sundays. Dine in or carry out. Salute Italian Restaurant at 314 Main Street, downtown Racine, could easily become a tradition for dining. Phone ahead at 262-633-9117. Oh, and check out the daily specials. Salute Italian Restaurant in downtown Racine.
And I think we got the microphone again, and we have another guest. Welcome to our program, The Voice of Italy, Mrs. Yes, Lou Beretta.
Si.
Okay, you play or?
We play, yes. I belong to the Vittoria Colonna
yes.
for about 26 years. And I love playing bocce, and we have a fun team.
What's the name of your team? I see you just finished playing.
Mia Sorelle.
Le Mie Sorelle. That's the name of the team.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I thought of it.
That's nice. How many games you played?
We played two games. We won them both, and now we're just about ready to play our third one.
Very good. Okay. Good luck to you, all of you.
Well, thank you. We're having a lot of fun. This is the best tournament, isn't it?
Beautiful. It's a lot of people.
I told you off the air that I have been watching you play, the ladies play.
Yeah.
Because you're right in front of our table here. And
we enjoy it.
I was amazed at some of those shots.
They're trick shots.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not how good you are. It's how lucky you are.
Now, you got to know how to play.
It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
So you play almost every year, huh?
Yes, we do. And I play in the Winter Bocce League with some of the same players that I'm playing with today.
Yes.
And then our summer league kind of fizzled out because people go on vacations and things. So we couldn't get a team together
in
the summer. Yes. So this is nice to have this tournament.
Just a one-day tournament, you know. It's nice.
It is. It's very
and,
nice.
And we've been here with our program. I think this is the third year, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
we appreciate it very much.
We enjoy, and it's, I think it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So did your team ever win or no?
We won the last Bocce tournament that we had.
Oh, you won. Congratulations.
Yes, we won.
All right. Yeah. I can see the reason why you won. I can
like
see.
I say, you have to be lucky.
Well, you got to know how to play too.
And have a lot of fun. Have fun.
That's what exactly I was.
Win or lose, have fun. Yeah.
That's the most important reason to be here,
right,
to have fun.
Right.
If you win, it's nice.
Then it's better.
But, we have fun, we have a good time, good food.
Right, right.
You know, good friends. I think it's wonderful.
Okay. I have to go play.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Now I see you got to go play.
She has to go play.
Thank you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you, okay? Thanks. E adesso, amici ascoltatori, dopo quest'altra ospite, cerchiamo di ritornare di nuovo alla stazione. I'm back to you at the station now. I'm playing another song, and if you don't finish the commercial, please make sure you finish the commercial. Unless we call you again. Please, back to you.
Baci, felici corrono le ore, tu un giorno splendido perché, ogni secondo bacio te, niente bugie meravigliose, frasi d'amore appassionate, ma solo baci chiedo a te, con 24.000 baci, così freneti quell'amore. In questo giorno di follia, ogni minuto è tutto mio. Niente bugie meravigliose, frasi d'amore appassionate, ma solo baci chiedo a te. Con 24.000 baci, così freneti quell'amore, in questo giorno di follia, ogni minuto è tutto mio. Con 24.000 baci, felici corrono le ore, un giorno splendido perché, con 24.000 baci, tu mi hai portato alla follia, con 24.000 baci.
Ogni secondo tutto mio, con 24.000 baci. Se vuoi uscire una domenica sole con me, mi porterò la 500 di papà.
Oltre a mezzo secolo fa nacque la 500, nell'anno 1957, allora la più piccola macchina al mondo, che successivamente riuscì a venderne oltre 3 milioni e mezzo. Recentemente la Fiat ha cominciato a riprodurre la leggendaria 500 e a venderla in diverse nazioni, inclusi gli Stati Uniti, nei nostri dintorni a Palma Morris in Kenosha, una vasta scelta più bella che mai, modelli e colori diversi con cambio manuale o automatico, dalla classica alla sportiva, anche la scappottabile e molto di più. A vostra disposizione nel nuovissimo salone d'esposizione costruito esclusivamente per la 500, dove sicuramente troverete quella che piace a voi, qualunque sia la vostra età, uomini o donne. È conveniente e piacevole finalmente guidare anche noi la 500 per diverse ragioni, ma soprattutto per economia. Ricordate, con la 500 si può arrivare a percorrere quasi fino a 40 miglia al gallone. Tutte a prezzi imbattibili, da $15,500 in su. Visitate Palma Morris e saranno lieti a servirvi. Se preferite essere serviti in lingua italiana, Frank Chiappetta sarà ugualmente e orgogliosamente pronto a servirvi. Ricordate, Palma Morris al 5431 75esima strada Highway 50, telefono 697-3100, prefisso 262, in Kenosha.
50 years ago, the Fiat 500 was an Italian icon in the world car market. After nearly 30 years in the USA, the 500 suddenly disappeared from the American scene. Now, after a quarter century absence, the Fiat 500 is back on American soil. And the Fiat offers three exciting models, the Pop, the Sport, and the Lounge, in either hardtop or convertible sedans. The new Fiat is a thoroughly modern small car, larger than the original 500. A 1.4-liter 16-valve engine is tied to a 5-speed manual or a 6-speed automatic transmission that makes it peppy, yet economical, getting 38 highway miles on a gallon of gas. And starting from $15,500, the Fiat 500 is priced to sell fast. Come see and drive the new Fiat 500 at Pullman Motors. Pullman Motors, 5431 75th Street in Kenosha. Go Pullman Fiat.
And I guess we should have our microphone again. We have our president again, our friend Rick Bonanno. You got some score?
I do have an update here, but at first I want to find out if you guys had enough to eat so far.
Okay.
I haven't had anything.
You haven't had anything yet, Joe? Ted either? Oh my God.
We'll get them, don't worry.
Well, lunch is just finishing up, so you better get something. But we have dinner coming in about another 30
minutes. All
right,
thank you.
Well, as you know, as we said, we had six total pools in here, two of which were women's pools, and we had three teams in Pool E, and we're happy to announce that two teams will now be advancing to the single elimination part of this tournament. That is the Windy City Chicks will be advancing. They had a record of 2-0. And then also the Brat Pack, which is a team from Roma Lodge, or Victoria Kelowna, I should say, they were 1-1. So that pool is now concluded, and they will move on to the single elimination phase of it.
Very good. Okay. Very good. So pretty soon we're going to start the regular tournament, huh?
Yeah, we as you know, this pool play is really nice because we used to run a double elimination tournament, and you may sign up for the whole day and only play two games. Once you're out, I mean, once you lose, then you go into the loser's bracket, and then you have to proceed through. But if you lose again, then you're out. But for instance, in the pool play, is that you divide the teams up depending on how many you have. For instance, some of our men's pools today have five teams. So then you'll be playing a minimum of four games.
So it's
just in your pool.
It's correct what somebody told me. One of the guests said that maybe if they're going to go all the way, they got to play at least a seven games.
Yeah, right. So you could play seven games, sure.
But
in your pool, you'll play five games, and then the best record out of the pool.
So it's about none of them half away yet. Some is on the fourth game, right?
You'll see a lot of results coming in now. In the next hour, we'll have a lot of these teams coming in. And then remember, when we go to the single elimination, say we have eight teams in a single elimination, that means that all four courts are playing at one time.
Okay.
And then that pairs down to four teams and two.
So altogether, we have, you say, over 30 teams?
We had almost 30. We had
30
almost.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a nice tournament.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a nice tournament. So.
And what I said before, I think you misunderstood me. That's because me, the way I talk. I'm sorry. I should talk Italian with you.
Well, I should learn Italian.
But anyway,
a
no, I would say pretty soon it's going to start the regular bocce tournament for the fall. Huh?
Our league play will start in September.
In September, so
right.
We got to get ready by the 18th, I think, when everyone's playing.
Right. Yeah, September.
I think I'm going to make a new team this year.
Are you good?
Yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad for me. But
call the voice of Italy.
Yeah, but I look for players.
What night?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Yeah. Tuesday night's the worst night for me because of our board meetings and
RIAA
meetings.
Yeah, but the board meeting is only once a month. See, I ask you official on the radio now.
Really? Okay.
You turn me down? Okay.
Against the wall.
Well, I can never turn Mario down. So,
so you think you're going
to
be
let me clear that with Pam first.
Pardon
me? Clear with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Let me clear
now,
with her.
Now you got me. I can say nothing. Okay, all right.
But she's agreed to play
now
couples.
Now I can say you're wrong.
She's retired this year.
Congratulations
so she's,
to her.
You. Well, she's agreed then to play
but
couples.
But I mean, a joke apart, really, I look for some players, and I would love to have you in my team.
Well, thank you very much.
Some good player.
I'm flat, not me. I have fun.
You are.
That's why you don't see me playing today.
But anyway, no matter what, we're going to have a fun. Especially if you're going to be in my team.
Well, thank you, Mario. I appreciate
remember
it.
That. I ask you. It's going to be recording. This
I
one.
Know it's recorded forever.
Okay, Rick.
All right. I'll be back as soon as we get some more results. Okay?
If you want, we still got a little more time.
Okay.
Come back. Please come back before we're done. Okay?
Sounds great. And again, we appreciate all your efforts in getting here, you guys.
Thank you.
We
thank
appreciate
you,
it, Joe and Ted.
Thank you. Thank
Steve
you.
As well. And you, Mario. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I think we're going to play a little more music, or we want to say something, Joe. What do you think?
Well, yeah, go ahead. Go with music, eh?
We're gonna go back one more time, sure. Listen to the station.
Okay.
Let's play a little more music. Keep and play from CD number 2 is a lot of wonderful song. I think we're on song number 15 or 14, whatever. Play a little music.
Più bianco per intonarmi al primo appuntamento, il più bel fiore della primavera è questo amore che sboccia per me. Mi sono messo il vestito più rosso per intonarmi al fuoco dell'amore, brucia la terra il sole dell'agosto, ma la passione brucia solo in me. Ecco il vestito più giallo, intonato alla mia gelosia, in un tramonto triste d'autunno bacio la bocca che non sarà più mia. Mi sono messo il vestito più nero per intonarmi all'ombra dei ricordi, l'inverno copre le colline verdi di neve bianca come le mie notti. Thank you. giallo, intonato alla mia gelosia, in un tramonto triste d'autunno, bacio la bocca che non sarà più mia. Mi sono messo il vestito più nero per intonarmi all'ombra dei ricordi. L'inverno copre le colline verdi di neve bianca come le mie notti. Cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de fantasía. Mi cantar flor de melancolía. Granada, manola cantada en coplas preciosas. No tengo otra cosa que darte que un ramo de rosas de suave fragancia que le diera marco a la Virgen morena. Granada, tu tierra es aliena de lindas mujeres, de sangre y de sol. De rosa de suave fragancia que le diera marco a la Virgen morena. Granada, tu tierra está llena de lindas mujeres, de sangre y de sol.
una tromba. In quel cortile senza sole e suonava, e suonava, tu piangevi. Ballata triste di una tromba, per un addio senza parole, e suonava, ti perdevo.
If you hear me, cut off the song, please give me the microphone. I think you got it. Thank you. Rick, you want to say a couple of words before we finish our program? First of all, let me say a few words. Thank you for letting us be here again for the third time. I hope you like what we did. I hope our guests that were talking on the microphone, they like. I think I see quite a few that like. Someone they don't want to talk, but your mother never shy to talk.
No,
she's very nice.
She's good.
Oh yeah, she was not shy away from the microphone. That's for sure. No, I just want to say that, as I said before, having the voice of Italy and youth here, Mario and Joe and Ted, Steve when he comes too, it's just a treat for us. This is just a great feature of our Bocce tournament. Having you broadcast here, interview players and other people involved with our Roma Lodge. And as you can tell, we're not only proud of our facility here and our membership, but everything that we do in the community we are proud of as well. You know, Roma Lodge was founded as a mutual aid society, as I said before, back in the 20s. And our members basically banded together to help each other assimilate to their new country. There were no social programs for these immigrants, as you know. Roma Lodge provided those things. And we don't lose sight of that fact that, you know, we hold that very dear, our charitable contributions and what we do for the community. So we're proud of that. With our festival, you know, proceeds go to the local health care network. We also have 7 annual scholarships that Roma Lodge provides. We also have a standing cares committee. And this committee, its only task is to receive information or applications for charitable donations. And we have a chairman of that. And at our board meeting on Tuesday, we'll discuss our CARES receipts to see exactly what we'll do to provide donations.
We are very proud for that, to, you know, keep and do this.
Yeah.
I know times are a little tough. Go ahead, Joe.
You know, and ask you, how successful was the festival this year?
It was very successful. We had Friday was just marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was almost a record for us. And Sunday, of course, was good, too. So, you know, the numbers are one thing for the successful festival.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really important, too, is seeing everybody band together.
Sure.
And work together in teams. And if you go through every booth, you know, Mario, I know you worked in our beer booth.
A little bit. Yeah.
We've got our sausage booth, our meatball booth. We've got the pane frite. We've got the ice cream booth. You'll notice that these are like little almost provinces. They're very provincial in terms of their attitude towards their booths. And they've got great teams, great captains, and they do such a great job. As we said on Ted's show with Mark Eichhorst and myself, we've got 250 volunteers for our festival.
Thanks to all of them.
It's just, and they do such a great job. And, of course, Joe, you know, we were blessed with marvelous weather.
The weather was outstanding,
and that really helps.
Very good. I think this coming Friday, the meeting, finally everybody going to be happy for the result of this wonderful Roma Lodge Festival this year.
Well, yeah.
Thank God for the weather. Thanks to all the helpers.
Right.
My son and daughter-in-law had a wonderful time. They came here on Saturday, and they had a
good time. Well, that's what we want to do, is provide a great experience for the Racine community down there with our great fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard they were just I saw them. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
The one person that sang karaoke though that Saturday night wasn't that good. So.
Well, let me
he
say this.
Cleared out the whole. Festival site.
I want to apologize.
We got a phone call at the station saying, "Put him on.
No,
put him on."
Really? Yeah. Well,
so we're going to put you on today.
It was fun. It was fun. You know, my motivation there, Joe, was if I get up there and sing karaoke, okay, they might say, well, if he's up there, you know, he's the worst that we possibly could have. So we're going to go up there and have a little fun.
You're good. One of my son was there here. You know.
Yeah, I saw Frank there.
I'm sorry I was not there that night. I was planning to come back, and then it was a little late. You know, my daughter was there and the little baby. She was a little tired. First we said we go, and then I said, you know, she's tired, you know.
Well, next year if you come, maybe we'll sing a duet.
Next year I'm going to come from the morning. This way I don't want to miss you.
Good. But, you know, too, we had I'd just like to thank Mayor Dickert. He came to opening ceremony on Friday morning. So to the mayor, we appreciate your time and read a proclamation regarding the festival and what we do in the community, which is very important, obviously. So thanks to Mayor Dickert.
And, Rick, thank you. Thank you for everything you do for this club. And thanks to everyone. Again, I have to repeat that. I never get tired. You're the best, but you're not the only one.
Well,
we make this club look like the way it looks.
We have great teams, Mario, and we never forget our founders and the other people that came before us that did all the heavy lifting to get us here.
We're never going to forget
it's up to us now to take this and stabilize it and go forward with what they've provided for us. So we will not forget that.
Thank you, and good luck to you for everything you do.
Thank you, Mario.
And thank you for everything you do for Roma Lodge.
Thank you, and I'll see you Friday, and we're looking forward to you reading the principles in Italian.
Thank you.
I really like that part of our meeting.
It's a very good honor for me.
All right. Thanks,
Mario. Thank you again.
Thanks again. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, Ted. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Take care.
And amici ascoltatori, credo che ormai siamo giunti agli ultimi minuti. Ormai non abbiamo più tempo per altri ospiti. Joe.
Yes.
You want to say some more?
Well, it has been a fantastic 3 hours here at Roma Lodge for the tournament, and I'm telling you, sometimes I wasn't paying attention very much to the guests.
They
I was watching the games.
They
are really exciting. In fact, now it's really getting down to the serious part because you can hear the screaming in the background, you know, yelling about ball placements, and I see the referees are measuring very carefully this time to make sure that...
But anyway, thank you, Joe.
Yes, thank you.
Be part of this program, and without you, you know, I can't do it.
Oh, I'm sure you
can. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ted, for set up everything. I think we have been very lucky, but thanks to you, too.
Yes. Well, you know something? This is a lot of fun. I really enjoy witnessing what goes on here because you see the enthusiasm. You hear heard the enthusiasm for Grant.
I see both of you, you enjoy it. So that's nice.
Yeah, it's great fun. And one thing we do want to do, Mario, is thank Evan Witt Allison over at the studio because he's done a fabulous job over there at the studio keeping this all on track, making sure everything.
Thank you very much to him, too.
Indeed.
And this is the first time for him.
Indeed.
Because before... there was Scott was doing for quite a few
years.
We're going to make him an honorary Italian.
That's it.
And there you go, Eric. Put that down, Evan. That's the story. But no, it's always great.
I think we're done. And go ahead and put the closing. And thank you very much for everything you've done, okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
And that's a wrap.
Il nostro tempo a disposizione anche per oggi volge alla fine. Augurandoci che sia stato di vostro gradimento, vi ringraziamo del vostro ascolto, augurandovi una buona settimana e ancora buona domenica a tutti. A risentirci domenica prossima. Ciao!
Terra di grano e di fiori, di sole e di vino, di spine e di allori. Terra che resti nel cuore di chi per un sogno ti deve lasciare.
Ogni paese ha una festa, una banda che suona, una piazza, un caffè. Terra di santi e poeti, di troppi mafiosi e pochissimi preti.
Terra di mille stranieri che trovano amore e non partono più.
Terra rimasta in dolore, la gente che parte per terra lontana.
Ma in ogni posto del mondo, dovunque tu vada, da solo non sei.
Sentirà una radio che suona
che nasce da ogni emozione
e ci accompagna la vita da quando si nasce a quando è finita.